I am Daniel Follett from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about released from darkness. We're going to be taking a look at Isaiah 61, where Jesus says we've been released from the darkness. And then we're going to be going to take a look at Colossians chapter 1, where it says we should be giving thanks that God has, you know, transferred us out of darkness into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And so this is an important concept for us of just learning about this concept of being released from the darkness. But let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to listen for God's leading in our lives, and we plan our upcoming day with God. And then we get into our time of communion. We do usually a couple minutes communion meditation. And then it's about walking out your day, staying connected to God over the next day. And then as you continually do these daily communion meditations, it's important to stay, I think, filled up. Sometimes we get too busy in our lives, and it's important to stay just filled up with God's presence. You know, in his presence comes this refreshing. In his presence comes this refreshing. These times of refreshing can come upon you from his presence, where it's like everything's coming out of you, where it's overflowing out of you rather than running on empty all the time. So it's important to stay continually in his presence, staying connected to him, nourished by him. Jesus says, unless you abide in me, you can do nothing. So staying connected to him and being released from the darkness, transferred into the light, where we have him with us all the time, is an important key to that. Let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll get into the other half of prayer here after that. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, and all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And you put all things under his feet, made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So our first step when we do this other half of prayer is always we talk about positioning ourselves in the light. Just this very simple concept. We've been released from the darkness. We've been transferred into the light. And think about this. This release from darkness, this happens through the forgiveness of our sins. This all happens as we take communion today. It all happens because of the blood of Jesus, because we have the forgiveness of sins. That's what brings us into the light. That's what makes all this possible. But if we're going to continually stay in the light, we've been released from the darkness, we're going to stay in that light, then we also have to have that forgiveness flow through us. And something I feel like God's been teaching me over the last day here is just this idea. When we do our other half of prayer here, when we do this positioning before we get into our time of communion, where we're focused on the light, that one of the first things is making sure that there's forgiveness in place, that we've received forgiveness from God. So if there's anything before we get into our time of communion where you feel like you need to receive forgiveness from God, just bring that to him. Just very simply and humbly bring it to him and receive that forgiveness, receive that richness that's found in him. And then we got to make sure we let it flow through us. We have to make sure that we forgive ourselves as well. Sometimes we don't give grace to ourselves. So you got to make sure you let that forgiveness flow through you. Stop beating yourself up for it. Release it. Let it go. Let go of it. We often joke around in our partner Zoom calls. We often say, let it go. We talk about it being like Elsa in the movie Frozen, where you got to let some things go. And we got to receive our forgiveness from God, humble ourselves before him. But then we got to give ourselves that same grace and forgiveness and let some things go. And then we got to walk in that same level of forgiveness with other people. Because the reality of it is when I'm not walking in forgiveness, I've not received it from God, I've not given it to myself, I'm not forgiving other people. The reality of it is I'm still walking in some darkness. I'm still walking in the darkness if I haven't done those three things. And so to truly be released from the darkness and transferred into the light requires this forgiveness flowing in our life. That's an important thing. It's just something that the main point I want to touch on today is that this forgiveness has to flow for us to truly be released from it. We have to let those things go. We have to release them so that we're transferred into the light. And what's the benefit of being in the light? When we're in the dark, there's feelings of confusion. You don't know which way to go. You can't see. You might trip over some things. You don't know the things that are tripping you up and that you're stumbling over, the things that are causing you problems and pain in your life. You can't see what they are when we're in the darkness. There's these feelings of hopelessness and confusion and what am I going to do? What do I do next? Not knowing where to go, which way, what thing to do. All those are part of being in the dark. And Jesus says, you know, take my yoke upon you because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me because you will find rest for your souls. But to get into that, we got to release these things. So the first thing we got to walk in as we position our minds and hearts for communion is just this three levels of forgiveness, receiving it from God, giving it to ourselves, walking in that same forgiveness with other people, because that's how we get out of the dark. That's what gets us out of there. And then once we have that, we got to keep our minds and hearts positioned on the light from that point on. It means we don't go back and we're not dwelling on those things over and over. We position our minds in gratitude. For example, it says in Colossians, to give thanks that we've been released from the darkness, transferred into light. Giving thanks for that keeps us in the light. Giving thanks, focusing on the things that have gone well in our lives. And then that, which leads us into our next question that we always do in our other half of prayer, is how is your levels of just supernatural overflowing peace in your life over the last 24 hours, over the last day today? How is your levels of just supernatural overflowing peace in your life? And I want to emphasize this idea of overflow. It should be overflowing out of you. Effortlessly overflowing out of you. How does that happen? Because we've been released from the darkness, transferred into light. And now we have peace with God. And as we stay plugged into him, we stay focused on him, we stay connected with him, we magnify him in the light and make him bigger than the problems, because nothing's impossible for him. We do that. We have this overflowing peace no matter what's coming at us. Peace is our indicator of just oneness with God, I believe, that we're in faith, that we're single-minded, this oneness with God, and he's bigger than what's coming at us. And then how is your levels of overflowing joy? Again, this idea of overflow. How is your levels of overflowing joy over the last 24 hours? Joy is our indicator of presence, that we're living in the present moment and we are aware of God's presence with us. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But sometimes we can lose track of our awareness of his presence with us. Maybe we think he's mad at us. That's why we have to receive that forgiveness. All this we get brought into all this just through forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a powerful concept that I want to just keep emphasizing over and over today. But that overflowing joy, it's our indicator of presence. And when we're present and we're aware of God's presence with us, that turns the tables, takes the pressure off of us. And it's about what God can do through us. And nothing is impossible for him. That our hope and our trust and our security are in him. Not that we can figure it out, not that we're good enough. And we can live in that present moment with him. And that turns the tables. And all of a sudden, this grace and all these good things that he put within us begin to flow out of us, overflow out of us effortlessly. That's the beauty of this grace that he's given us. And then what do you know to do? Over the next day, over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? And I want you to think about a couple areas. What are the things that you know to do? Okay, what are the things you know to do? What are the things that you know need to get done? Maybe some administrative tasks, some things around the house, some things in your workplace. And then what are the things that you are charged up to do, that you're excited to do, that you want to do, that you've been desiring to do? Maybe you feel like God's been prompting or stirring you to do some things, but maybe you haven't done them yet. Another question you could ask to help plan your day is, what have you been procrastinating on? What's that thing that you know to do, but you haven't done yet? What have you been procrastinating on? And then something I feel like God's been bringing to mind lately is there anything that's on your conscience? And what's your conscience? You'll feel some guilt in that area. Like, oh, I know I should be eating better. I know I need to forgive that person. I know I need to have peace in our relationship with that person. I know I need to be more present with my family. Any of those feelings of kind of just your conscience is popping up. Maybe you have some guilt in those areas. Like, I know better. I know I should be walking in that. And maybe we've been putting it off or procrastinating on it or whatever it may be. And these are all areas to bring to God. I say, God, I need your help with this. Help me turn this area around. And then what do? You take the first step. In any of these areas, you're struggling in the forgiveness area. You're lacking the peace. You're lacking the joy. You've got things you know to do, but you've been struggling to get them done. What do? In all those things, you bring them to God. I say, Father, thank you that what you put in me is more than enough. Thank you for your love and your grace and your goodness that you're with me. Thank you that what you put in me is more than enough. Help me turn this around. Help me cultivate these greater levels of peace and joy and executing the things that I know to do with confidence in you. I believe you'll pray that very simple prayer. You're acknowledging what he's done for you, that he's with you, that he wants to help. And then you take the first step, whatever that first step is that you know to do, just to get the thing moving. And he will begin to show up and he'll begin to unfold things in a beautiful way in your life, I think. And then just taking a few minutes each day to get still and to listen. What's God saying to you over the last day? What's the most important thing he's been talking to you about? He's been trying to teach you. He's been trying to show you. He's been trying to get you to do whatever it is. Sometimes it's just to be still, to do less things, to be still, to slow down and to connect with him. Sometimes that's the most important thing you can do. Right now, just taking that time to just slow down. Get still. Listen for his voice. His voice is trying to woo you to a spacious place, free from all restriction. But sometimes we got to put aside all these other things we're doing and just make that time to slow down. This was me lately in my own evaluation of myself as I was going through this process. So wait a minute, I got too busy. I got to slow down. I got to connect with him a little bit more. Listen for his leading. I got a little too busy. Doing too many things, going a little too fast. All right, I got to spend some time waiting on him, leaning in a little bit more, pressing in a little bit more, waiting for his leading. And then once you know to do, then you go. So let's take a look at a couple scriptures. Isaiah 61. This is the passage of scripture that Jesus reads when he starts his ministry. He's up in front of everybody. He opens a scroll and he picks out this spot in Isaiah. Isaiah 61, Jesus is quoting this. He says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he stopped there and he closed up the scroll. the release from darkness for the prisoners. Now notice this darkness, it imprisons us. We're stuck. We can't find the way out because we don't have the light. Maybe we're stumbling over things. We can't tell what they are. We don't know what to do. There's these feelings of confusion and hopelessness and powerlessness because we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to go. And the key is we got to get in the light. And getting in the light comes what? Through forgiveness. Been released from the darkness, transferred into light. How's it happen? Through forgiveness. So let's take a look at Colossians here. This is Colossians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul is praying. And he says this in Colossians chapter 1. And I would highly recommend going into Colossians and just reading the whole chapter of Colossians chapter 1. There is so much in here in Colossians chapter 1. And I would recommend take your time. Take your time, slow down, connect with God. Ask him to open these scriptures up to you. In Colossians chapter 1, there is some amazing stuff in the whole book of Colossians, but in Colossians chapter 1 especially. Apostle Paul says this, "For this reason," starting in verse 9, "since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light." Now here's what I wanted to get to. Verse 13, Colossians 1:13. "For he has rescued us," Isaiah 61 said released. "He has released or rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Now notice, we've been released or rescued, brought out of the darkness, transferred or brought into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of Jesus, into the light, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now notice, that's tied to forgiveness of sins. It's tied to forgiveness of sins, but that forgiveness has to flow. We have to receive that from God. We have to let it flow through us. We have to forgive ourselves. Give ourselves that same grace that he's given us and give other people that same grace as well. One of the key requirements of living in the light is forgiveness. One of the most important requirements of living in the light is just this idea of forgiveness. And so we're going to take communion over this today. And every time we take communion, we do so with just awe and reverence and delight for God and for Jesus. But also it's an opportunity for us to receive promises that God has given us. It's an opportunity to receive them and create a memorable point in time where we say, you know what, that was the turning point, that I received what God said. I received that promise. And when we break the bread, it can be a breaking of our old ways, a letting go of the old ways. And when we take the juice, it can be an activation of this new way of living, that we have this covenant relationship with God. And so when we break this bread today, it's going to be a turning point. It's going to be a symbolic line in the sand that we've been released from the darkness through the forgiveness of our sins. And we're going to live a life in the light. But we're going to continually just give thanks and receive that forgiveness of our sins that's always available in Christ. Whenever we miss it, we can go back to God and say, God, I missed it. Forgive me. And he will always forgive you. Every single time, you'll find grace and favor in his eyes every time you do that. And then giving yourself that same forgiveness. From this point on, once we break this bread and take this juice, we're going to give ourselves that same level of grace and forgiveness that God has given us, and we're going to let it flow through us to others. Now, in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we often talk about when this grace is flowing, the natural byproduct is we effortlessly make the people around us great. It's this grace and forgiveness that changes our hearts. It's truly an amazing thing. It truly changes our hearts. And it leads to this situation where we make the people around us great. But in order to do that, we have to be in the light. So like I said, when we take communion today, we're releasing from the darkness, letting it go, stepping into this new way of living in the light. And one of the things that we can start doing, start giving thanks for that regularly, as it said in Colossians 1:13, giving thanks for that regularly, giving thanks that God has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the sons of light, the children of light, and the kingdom of God's dear Son. You know, so every time we take communion, it's also an opportunity for us to just meditate on God's steadfast, unfailing love for us. He says, never will I leave you or will I forsake you. In this new covenant, he's made a covenant commitment. He's made the covenant commitment. He made this, he chose to give us this covenant commitment of his, to have this personal relationship with us, where he's promised to give us his steadfast, unfailing love continually. And he will never change that. He says, in this new covenant, it's not going to be like the old one. I'm only going to do continually good for you all the time. There will always be grace and forgiveness for you there all the time, continually. He's going to make it his goal to do everything he can to help you. And our role is to walk in the light with him. So it's an opportunity for us to meditate on his steadfast love. And also, as the book of Psalms says, when we meditate on his steadfast love, it gives us hearts that understand. It also gives us an opportunity to meditate on his mighty works. When you pair this idea that nothing is impossible with God, his mighty works, that nothing is impossible with him, and how much he loves you, that he was willing to send his one and only Son to die for us and give us this forgiveness of sins to bring us into his kingdom. If you read in Colossians, it says, God did that even when we were enemies of God in our own minds. So some of us wanted nothing to do with God. He was still willing to do that for us. That's how much he loved us. And if he would do that, how will he not freely give us all things? And you pair that with nothing's impossible with him, how much he loves us, and that nothing is impossible with him. And you put those two things together. It's truly an amazing thing that we can have this covenant relationship with God, where he's working for our good all the time. And I believe it gives us this opportunity to truly know God, to know Jesus. And Jesus says in John 17, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. As we walk in higher and higher levels of the light, walking in higher and higher levels of this forgiveness that God has made available, and it begins to flow through us more and more, we're going to know him more and more. And that's what Jesus said eternal life is, this personal relationship with him. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We ask you to bless it. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said this very simple thing to the disciples, take it. Receive it. Receive that he makes you righteous and right with God, holy, perfect, releases you from the darkness, transfers you into the light. There's this forgiveness of sins there. Receive that from him. We thank you for this bread. In Jesus' name. And then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Like I said, when we broke the bread, we were releasing those old things. We're taking the cup, we're stepping into the new. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. First thing you can do start thanking him for this regularly. Walk in this forgiveness and start thanking him for it every single day, starting today. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.